Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Mike, I want to hear something from Dan Orlowski last night, and you continue to talk about how impressed you were with the broadcast and how they were, you know, doing a really good job of breaking things down. As we talk about this Kirk Cousins dilemma that we're dealing with, it's not that we don't like him. It's not that we're not rooting for him. He's not playing well.
It's a funk. It's a mental funk. I don't know how he's in the biggest slump of his career.
And how do we get him right? So Orlowski, this is today. This is from not last night. This is today. Talked about Kirk and his eyes. I just want you to listen to this.
Ruddy, I think it's a two-part conversation. One, Kirk Cousins. Kirk doesn't know why he's having the struggles. Even him himself, when you ask him, and I'm a huge fan of Kirk Cousins, why? And he's like, honestly, sometimes I walk away going, why did I just do that? And he's trying to figure it out. Goes into the bye week before this five-game stretch, and he thought, well, maybe he was trying to push the ball downfield or try to do so much. And no, Hawk, the big takeaway from me just on the field is he looks like he doesn't trust what he's seeing. And that's, I said it to him in the production. I'm like, Kirk, one of the things that's made you such a great player is you have such conviction in your eyes. Does it lead to an interception? Occasionally, yes, but more often than not, good plays.
Right.
And right now when I watch him, he's hesitant. He's not comfortable. There's not confidence in what he's looking at, and so then the body's not confident.
There you go. And I know Dave Archer talked about, you know, getting the dead feet, getting his feet in this position to throw. You always see quarterbacks bouncing on the tips, you know, balls of their feet moving around, hopping, and then be able to decisively step into the throw. On the interception, he throws behind. He's late. He doesn't trust himself to throw the ball into that window on schedule. You saw him double clutch. You saw it on the interception. They ran the ball 23 out of the 24 first downs. They ran the ball. How predictable is that? You basically said, I don't trust my 13-year veteran quarterback who's getting paid $100 million. And on the one first down they come out throwing, he throws that pick. So I know that on some cases, Carl, yes, the receivers may be covered, but you can't say in just 17 pass attempts they were covered every single time. It's all the things Dan Orlovsky talked about and he talked about on the broadcast. They also got into the schematics of why they're not doing the play action under center. And then basically he sort of intimated that Zach Robinson, they can't protect him.
Right. Well, what did Kirk have to say after the game last night? Because even though we won the football game, he has admitted and said that he needs to play better. And I think everybody on the team feels that way. Here he is with our own Dave Archer last night after the win.
Kirk, we knew how paramount it was for you guys to come on the road and get a win. How did it feel to go out there and scratch out a W?
Yeah, we scratched one out. It was good to find a way to win. I thought special teams were phenomenal. I thought our defense really stood up. And in offense, I thought, you know, we kind of manufactured the ball down the field, ran the football well, and found a way.
Yeah, you guys did a really good job of working the ball down the field. Tell me about the run game. Was that something you guys thought on tape that you're going to be able to get after them with the run game?
Yeah, we kind of stayed with it. You know, kind of committed to the run game, and I thought our guys ran hard. I thought the O-line handled the different pressures that the Raiders were throwing at us well. I thought it was a lot of different looks we got from the Raiders, and, you know, I thought it was good consistent run game throughout the game.
I know there's still some frustration there, got to be for you, as you manage the team to these third and medium situations, then you still have a couple of pre-snap penalties that hurt you.
We had a lot of third and longs tonight. They were in big zones, just dropping and kind of forcing us to check it down. And then we did. We had a couple third downs that, would have liked to have converted that, for whatever reason didn't. And when you don't convert, it really glooms large at the end of the game in terms of sometimes the lack of production.
All right, you got the W. Now you move into these final three games, still in the mix. Give me an idea from a concept of a leadership standpoint, what you emphasize this week.
Yeah, coming back home, we're excited to be back in Atlanta playing in front of our fans. Was really pleased with the fans tonight.
Yeah.
Was outstanding how many Falcons fans were there and the noise they brought, the energy they brought. We felt them from warm-ups on. So good to be back in front of our fans next week. And as we do every week, got to take it, 1-0 is the approach the moment we get back here from Vegas and land in Atlanta.
All right, buddy, good win.
Okay, thanks, Sarge.
I mean, it's a win. We get to 7-7. You do need the Bucs to lose to the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, right? If we're looking at a chance to get back to where we have the even record with the Broncos, over the Bucs, we'd win, obviously, by virtue of head-to-head. And Carl, in the division, I'm looking at the game, and I went back and watched it this morning. How about the Koo can't kick again?
No.
He misses a kick.
He's struggling.
We do a field goal. We try to draw the Raiders off sides with a field goal attempt. Wouldn't you be better off having your quarterback out there for that one? Well, you have to wait till Thursday to talk to coach. We were so conservative. We barely threw the football at all. They have no faith in Kirk Cousins. Thank God that Bijan and Tyler could just bang that run game all day long. And certainly the right side of the line was just crushing guys. But this was, and the special teams was great. Two block punts, block field goal, great return game. The Raiders had crap field position. We had great field position all night. It's got 15 points, and it still came down to Desmond Ridder with two cracks at the end zone at the end of the game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he put it in the end zone. I mean, like, they had a shot, right? Jesse Bates comes up with the interception to end the football game. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, it's Tuesday where it's Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings. Let's hear from Bijan, guys. 22 carries, 125 yards last night.
1,000 yards now.
We're excited about the future with him, right? He is showing us he's that dude. Regardless of who the quarterback is, and this is what we kind of expected last year. Nevertheless, Mike, he came close. It's a hell of an accomplishment for Bijan Robinson. Here's what he said after the game.
Now with the Solomon Brothers Player of the Game, Bijan Robinson, we're actually going to rename this award for the Bijan Robinson Award, but it is the Solomon Brothers Player of the Game. Just another performance, a phenomenal performance by you. Really kind of a, if you watched it as a fan, kind of a, it felt like a conservative game plan because we ran the football. Why were you guys so successful running the ball?
Yeah, well, first off, I just want to give honor to God, you know, and what he does for us and, you know, just getting us out healthy and, you know, getting to play for him every Sunday or Monday is the best feeling to me and the teammates. So I just thank God every single day. But, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, games like this happen, those grimy games that, you know, sometimes you just have to just run the ball to will it out and to get those hitting yards and move the yards. And, you know, that's what we're built for, you know, for us, you know, sometimes, you know, if the pass isn't going well or they're blitzing a lot, you have to have another dimension. So, you know, running the ball how we did and you know, just all credit to the O-line and Charlie and Ross and Kyle and all those guys. Like, you know, those are the guys that set everything off for us and for me and Tyler. And that's all we can do is just, you know, love on them and harp on them.
I so often liken, you know, running the football or receivers or whatever, getting in a rhythm.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy that's in a rhythm on the opening snap. You're already in a rhythm. I mean, how do you get there?
My coach Petrie, we always just believe in just start fast. Like, you know, there's no point in waiting and being patient. You know, you just got to just, you know, start fast and, you know, get this offense going as soon as possible. And I've always been like that. Like, I've never been the guy to, you know, have to, like, ease into it or try to find my rhythm. Like, I'm trying to go right now and I'm trying to affect the game immediately. And that's just always how I play the game. And, you know, for me, it's like when you start trusting everybody and start trusting the O-line and start trusting all the blocking schemes, like, you can do things like that. So it's all credit to them. But, you know, I'm not a guy that starts slow. You know, we just got to keep going fast every single time.
Absolutely. Over 1,000 yards now in just 14 games. I know you're not an individual guy. You're much more of a team concept guy.
Yes,
I know that means something to them, too, to have a guy that ran for 1,000 yards behind him. Tell me what it means to you.
I mean, it's all God, man. Like, God blessed me to do this. You know, God bless us all to do this. And, you know, just for me to be able to share that with the O-line and, you know, obviously without, you know, God, without God blessing them for me and the guys, like, it would never happen. So, you know, I give all the credit to them and, you know, I give all everything, you know, I do everything I can, you know, just for the Lord and, you know, for those guys right there, like they strain every single day. But yeah, man, I mean, this is for the whole team. This is not for me at all. Like, this is a great little achievement for me. But it's more so for everybody on this team. And, you know, it's all love. And that's what we do.
Well, over the last two seasons, there's two guys that have 16 combined games of 100 yards or more, and it's this guy and Saquon Barkley. It tells the kind of company this guy's in.
Yeah, man. I mean, I respect him a lot. Obviously, like, that's one of the guys I look up to. So, you know, trying to be in a conversation with him is obviously, you know, one of the biggest blessings, and, you know, hopefully we just keep on going.
Okay, last thing for you. How important was it to get this win? I think a lot of people felt like it was a must win. Did you guys feel like that?
It was a must win. This one was very important. Obviously, we don't want it to be close. Like, we us as an offense, we got to be a little better. You know, we have so many opportunities, and the defense gave us so many opportunities. So we have to capitalize off of that. We have to put the ball in the end zone. It's our job to do that. But you know, for us, like, getting a grimy win like this is still a win. Like, a win's a win. But you know, obviously, we got three more to go, and we have to get these three wins. You know, for us to have a chance. So that's our main goal, is just taking it one game at a time.
He's our Solomon Brothers Player of the Game. He's over 1,000 yards now in just 14 games. Bijan Robinson. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
As I like to say, yeah, B!
He's such a good dude.
He is. Congratulations. And again, they did win. Yes, we're aware. But we got to talk about some of the other things that bugged us last night, Mike.
Yeah, man, there were so many opportunities to put this game away. This game should never have come down to literally a couple of Hail Mary shots. We'll get into the penalty because the Raiders got hosed, if we're honest, late in that game. We'll talk about that. The beef I'm having with some of the folks in the audience, and I appreciate your passion for the Falcons. Guys, we were as high as a kite, 6-3. I never thought I'd be talking about them at 7-7. Like this. What I saw last night is not playoff winning football from the Falcons. I mean, that's where I stand. I'm not going to lie to the listeners. That's how I feel in my heart. I don't see it. I don't believe in this team anymore unless they change the quarterback.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.